Walker's phone calls urged residents to support his proposed budget. It told voters to contact their county supervisors and tell them not to raise taxes. Walker paid for the message with his own campaign fund. He broke the law when he didn't point this out in the messages themselves. The elections board's $5,000 fine amounts to 50 cents for each of the estimated 10,000 calls that went out without the disclaimer. Walker's campaign asked the board for leniency because it reported the violation on its own. Democratic Elections Board appointee Dan Cachetta says Walker didn't go far enough.
The notion of self-reporting really is full disclosure, and what we got was just a whisper of what went on here and not really a clear indication of all of the details, which were very important.
For example, Cachetta says Walker failed to produce clear evidence that a disclaimer was added immediately to the automated phone calls. He says Walker's fine could have been substantially higher under state law. Walker's campaign called the challenge brought by Democrats politically motivated. Libertarian board member Kirby Bryant agreed. He says if Democrats were so concerned about Walker's actions, they would have challenged them a long time ago.
The fact that it comes 6 months late reveals it for the political purpose that it has. They weren't interested in blowing the whistle, so to speak, until they found out that Scott Walker was running for governor.
Walker formally announced for governor in January. Right now, he faces Green Bay Congressman Mark Green in the GOP primary. Walker could still decide to challenge the board's suggested fine. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.